Oh, didn't see you there. Just kidding. Welcome back to Theater of Delights. Today's top audio stories here in the Pleasure Zone. And now, introducing Season 6, Massachusetts Werewolves, a chilling legend of intrigue, betrayal, and animal lust, all roughly located in the Boston metro area. This is Episode 1. Welcome to Wolfsboro.
Pop goes the toaster. Sounds like another bagel's ready here at Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, this one's for me, Shailene.
You got that right, Charlie. Just popped out of the toaster, and I'm bringing it right over to you.
You're a doll. And the reason I love eating here at Dunkin' Donuts every day of my life.
Stop. Still waiting on that frozen coffee?
I thought it was a coffee culotta.
Hey, what's the difference?
Ha 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 ha.
Here you go, hon. That'll be 3/4.
Here you go. And the extra nickels for you.
You're too sweet.
I'm off. Never change, Shailene. You're what makes Dunkin' great.
We all are, Charlie. We all make Dunkin' great. I'll take the next order, please.
This is a robbery now. We're two cloaked men with clown masks on, and we're in jean shorts, and we shot the front door off with a gun, and we're robbing this Dunkin' Donuts.
I'm the other guy. I'm the bad one. I'm a piece of shit.
Oh, Lord!
Shut your mouth right now before I rip it off your face.
He'll do it. He's the bad one.
Please, I don't have any money.
No money, huh?
Oh, no! He's short at the ceiling!
On the ground, Poindexter, I may be dressed as a clown, but when it comes to crime, there's no clowning around as far as I'm concerned.
I'm cowering in the corner, oh!
We do not want your money. We are werewolves equipped with large firearms. We are wearing these jean shorts because they are the ideal transformation pant.
They're incredibly flexible.
We need you to load all of the donuts into this bag right now.
Donuts might as well be money to werewolves because we enjoy them so much and they make us go frickin' insane.
You can just buy them. They're very inexpensive.
Don't test me, Goldilocks.
Easy.
I'm about to lose control and go wolf mode and shoot everyone with my big paws.
That's how it works. When we lose control, we turn into wolves. Like the Hulk, but for werewolves.
This girl's got me too pissed off. I can't control her.
Oh, no!
Tommy, you gotta control her. You're starting to transform.
Oh, I'm so heated at this dumb blonde. Telling me to buy donuts.
You're gonna rip your clown mask off. You gotta stop it.
Well, fuck yourself.
Your snout is gonna poke through the mask. We're gonna have to go to the store. We're gonna have to buy a new mask.
We'll give you anything you want. Please.
Take this contractor bag. Fill it all the way up. All the donuts.
You don't have that many donuts. That's like 70 pounds of donuts.
On top of that, I need a stuffed bagel minis. I need a wake-up wrap. I need snackin' bacon. I need a coffee culotta.
They're called frozen coffees now.
You want me to crunch your pretty bones?
Tommy, you're transforming again.
I'll chew your bones up like a chowder. Let go of me, Marty.
Fuck, you got me pissed off, and I'm transforming now.
Now you're gonna get it. Both our clothes are tearing off. We're gonna be down to our jean shorts. And above that, all wolf. Because of you.
Everybody on the fucking ground!
Oh no, another clown!
That's right! I'm dressed as a clown as well! Fellas, the heat is on! We gotta get splitty! Oh fuck!
Not now, Nikolai! I'm transforming and feeding my dark urges!
Are we all using our real names this robbery?
Nikolai, shut the fuck up!
Marty!
Please! Just take the bag. There's like 7 donuts in there.
Tommy, grab the bag.
Grr.
It's Wolfsboro's finest, Marty.
Tommy, I'm tranking you. I'm stabbing you with a tranquilizer needle right in the neck.
Oh, fuck.
Grr.
I got the bag. Get him in the horse-drawn carriage.
I got him over my shoulder and you have the donuts.
Just go. You fucking animals! You fucking wolves!
Tommy! Tommy! You okay? It's late and we're back at the den, Tommy.
We poured water on your head!
Oh, what are you pouring a bucket of water on my head for?
You are on Marty's kitchen floor, and we are all looking down at you.
Jesus Christ. What happened to my clothes and clown mask?
Ripped up. You were wolfing out.
Where's the donuts? How many donuts did we get?
Tommy, calm down. You're going to wolf out again. There was a hole in the bag, Tommy. All the donuts fell out.
All the fucking donuts? Are you kidding me? I'm standing up off the floor. I can't believe this.
You were wolfing out, man.
This is all your fault, you fucking bloodsucker. You should have let me wolf out.
Get your paws off of me, dude.
Tommy, chill out.
I'm starting to wolf out again.
I'm throwing more water at you. Now sit in that chair. Get pieces of your jean shorts on my floor. You're out of control.
Let's go back out. Come on. We're doing it again.
Too much heat on the street, bro.
Was I asking you? You bet.
Nikolai is right. We gotta lay low.
Always taking his side. He's a frickin' vampire. He doesn't even eat donuts. Can't trust a word he says.
I gotta have a my Java.
If Nikolai wasn't there, carting your shaggy ass away in a carriage, we'd both be in the pound right now. You're lucky BPD's not checking stagecoaches.
Like, there's not enough bats behind bars in Boston. If you just let me do my thing, we'd be going to town on crullers right now.
This wolf is loco!
What'd you say, corpse fucker?
Tommy, I'm holding you back in the kitchen. My jean shorts are brushing against your jean shorts.
Your carabiner's getting caught on my jean shorts. You got like 10 carabiners on those things.
I like to clip items to them.
Marty, give me a call when you want to get donuts. And ditch the mutt next time.
I swear to God, I'm gonna wolf out.
Bat swarm!
He turned into a swarm of bats and flew away. Because of you. Happy?
God, I could go for a frickin' donut right now. I'm kicking chairs.
Who wants to go for a walk?
I do.
Let's take a walk, come on.
I wanna go for a walk.
Let's go for a walk. We're gonna go for a walk. Here we are at the dog racing track. We're looking at the dogs running around the track with some beers.
The beer is good because it helps me stay pissed.
Sammy Adams will do that to you.
Thanks for taking me here, Marty. You always know how to cheer me up.
Nothing better than watching these dogs. They're just like us.
They're not wearing jean shorts in the middle of winter, though.
One of life's true pleasures.
I know that's right.
And we're both drinking beer.
Seriously, though. Seriously. When are we hitting another dunk?
Oh, for the love of the moon!
What?
Is that all you think about? Watch the dogs.
Yeah, Marty. I don't know if you've heard, but I'm actually from Wolfsboro. Knocking off fenders is in my blood.
You almost got turned into a fur coat 2 hours ago.
And I didn't, and it's time to get some donuts, please.
Don't you get sick of it? The crime, I mean?
What are you talking about? Marty, we're werewolves.
Are you fucking thick?
Come on, we've been robbing Star Markets for drumsticks since we were pups. You howl for this shit.
Maybe I don't want to do that anymore. Maybe I want to start a distillery business for whiskey that dogs can drink.
Who gives a fuck about dogs, Marty?
We're both part dog. We can give back to the community.
You know what this is, don't you? You've been hanging out with that vampire too much.
Don't start.
I'm serious. You want to live forever, sucking the life out of broads? That's your decision. But don't come into my crew and tell me not to wolf out.
Jesus, Tommy, who cares?
How did you even meet this guy?
I told you, in a cave in Marblehead.
What were you doing in Marblehead?
Sometimes you go in the Revere to hook up with some chick you met in Bar Harbor, and you're on One South, and you start thinking about your life. You're saying, what am I doing? All of a sudden, you look up, you're past Lynn, you're pretty much in Swampscott. You say, fuck it. If I'm in Swampscott, I'm following the coast up 129. I'm going to Fort Sewell. You keep going. 20 minutes later, you're thinking, fuck Fort Sewell and fuck the army. And you're in Marblehead, and you go to Three Cod Tavern to black out, and you go to a cave, and you meet a vampire who wants to drive your getaway carriage.
What was he doing in Marblehead?
He said he came to see the fort.
And you don't find this suspicious at all? It doesn't make your nose tingle?
What are you talking about?
We don't know anything about the guy, Marty. He's a vampire, for one.
That's racist.
It's a fact. They're duplicitous by nature. He probably followed you all the way up there to get your name for the Green Monster.
The Green Monster. Yeah. Okay.
Why not?
I think the Green Monster is busy, Tommy. He runs all of the crime in New England. I don't think he cares if some dogs are grabbing donuts off the table in Wolfsboro.
It's his territory. He's from here. We're certainly not giving him a cut.
You're ridiculous. Just enjoy the dogs, all right?
I'm serious. I don't want to work with Nikolai no more. He's made a midnight pact with the Dark Lord, sold his soul to be a vampire, and I don't want to work with him.
Forget it. I'm going home, I'm getting up from my dog track table, and I'm going back to the den, by which I mean apartment.
Marty!
Call me when you wake up from your dog dream. Hello, this is Marty, and I'm answering my phone while I'm driving my 2008 Nissan Altima back to my house.
Marty, this is Nikolai. What's money, Kimosabi?
Not much, Nikolai. Not much is money.
Oh, good. Hey, do you mind stopping over at my castle?
You need me to come all the way down to Alston?
Oh, I just need some help moving my love sack around, because it's so big.
And you can't do that yourself.
It's too big, Marty. I got the really big one to impress women.
All right. I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Is Tommy with you? It's a really big love sack.
No.
Oh, all right. Just come over. You're the man, Marty. The wolf man.
Whatever. Hello? Nikolai, it's me, Marty. I drove my car all the way to Alston down Sturro Drive, and it took roughly 27 minutes.
Thank you for coming, Marty. I am pointing a gun at you.
Hey, that thing's not loaded with silver bullets, is it?
In fact, it is. I melted down my grandmother's wedding spoons.
What the fuck?
Please, close the door and come sit on my huge love sack.
It's fucking dark in here. This love sack is huge. What the fuck is going on?
I believe I've been asking myself the same question. Me, the Green Monster.
The Green Monster!
Yes, standing back here in the shadows.
I got him just like you wanted, boss. The hand with his paws in your pinstriped pockets.
Excellent work, Nikolai. Why don't you take your family out to a fine Back Bay restaurant, courtesy of me, the Green Monster.
A blood restaurant?
Sure.
Oh, hooray!
Mr. Green Monster, this has to be a misunderstanding.
Is it, Marty McHowl? Do I misunderstand you knocking off donkeys after donkeys in my own backyard?
How's this gonna go, Nikolai? You gonna shoot me? Your pal?
Shut the fuck up, bitch! Whoa! I'm walking across the room and hitting you with the gun, you bitch!
Ow!
This is my house! I'll ice him right here, GM. You just say the word.
Nikolai, my friend, allow me to emerge from the shadows just enough so the light hits half of my green face like I'm doing right now. I think that idea sounds like a home run.
Will Marty escape the clutches of the Green Monster? Or is this pooch about to be put out to pasture? Find out in the next thrilling episode of Theater of Delights!